אנחנו לומדים.
We are reading from the study of the ten sefirot, part seven, seven melachim kadmain. We are on page 486 in Hebrew. The words of Dari, item two. You can send us your questions to Kap.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So again, the study of the ten sefirot. Part 7, page 486 in Hebrew, 7 Melachim Kadmaim, item 2. When the upper Ma'atzil, emanator, began to create the world, he emanated, created, made, and did the four Olamot Abiya. He began to sort out the four above mentioned Melachim that died. What was sorted out from him rose in the Kedusha, sanctity of the Olamot, and what was not sorted out remained as Klipa and Sigim, waste. However, the essence of this Sigim, waste, and Melachim, their root is the name firstborn. It is one Partsuf Adam, from its Rosh to its Reglaim, containing corresponding Klipot, from its Rosh to its Reglaim. Again, item 2. When the upper Ma'atzil, emanator, began to create the world, he emanated, created, made, and did the four Olamot Abiyah. He began to sort out the four above mentioned Melachim that died. What was sorted out from him rose in the Kedusha, sanctity of the Olamot, and what was not sorted out remained as Klipa and Sigim. However, the essence of this Sigim, waste, and Melachim, their root is the first name born. It is one Partsuf Adam from its Rosh to its Raglaim, containing corresponding Klipot from its Rosh to its Raglaim.
So what follows is that after the Shvira of the Melachim, there are many actions actually, but there's an action that builds the Abiyah of Kedusha, and opposite it, Abiyah of Tuma, meaning we already have two systems. So we see from here that the Shvirat HaKelim is something necessary and good, because after it, after this state of the Shvira, we can form two worlds, two systems, Abiyah de Tuma and Abiyah de Kedusha, and in between them, in the future, there will be the soul, the neshama, the nivra, the created being, that will already know how to connect both with the klipa and also with the kedusha, and to be in free choice and in the recognition of the creator in this work between the two systems. What do we have down beneath?
Opening me in a light, Arim 2. These Sigim and Melachim, their Shoresh, the root, is the name firstborn. We must thoroughly understand what these Sigim are and how they were rooted and come from the name born. The thing is that you already know that the Kelim of each Partsuf come to it from its Elyon, upper one. This is so because once the Orot, the Ten Sefirot, the Guf, the Elyon of the upper one, depart, and the Kelim, the Ten Sefirot, remain emptied of all, these Kelim move to the Tachton, to the lower one, and fill up with the Orot of the Tachton, of the lower one. Accordingly, you see that the Kelim of the lower nine of Partsuf Sag De'ak that were emptied of their Orot with Tzimtzum, restriction of Nehi De'ak, they are the very Kelim of Nekudim De'ak called Bon there. It has been explained in Or Pnimi that the lower nine of Sag De'ak mixed there with the Bechina Daled that is in the Kelim de Nehi de Partsuf Keter De'ak. Bechina Dalet mixed with every single Sefirah up to Chochmah. And thus, there is a mixture of Bechina Daled in the Kelim Desag, in each and every Bechina in them. It has also been explained above why the Orot and the Kelim of Sag could shine in the place of Bechina Daled Deak. This is so because there was no Tzimtzum, no restriction on Or Desag being the light of Bina. The Tzimtzum was only on Or Chochmah. Afterwards, these Kelim moved to Zat the Nikudim, and Abba ve'ima of Nikudim mated in Zivug de Gadlut, Panim bepanim, and extended Kumat Chochmah in their place from below upwards in Bechinat Rosh. After that, they dispensed this Or Chochmah to Zat of Nikudim, where Bechinat Daled was mixed in each and every one of them, of their Bechinot. Thus, that Or could not clothe in these Kelim, since Bechinat Daled was already restricted to not receive the light of Chochmah. Therefore, when the Or extended into the Kli and struck Bechinat Daled that was mixed in the Kli, it instantly departed and left all the Kelim. Then the Kli too broke and died because of Bechinat Daled in it, which sucked something from the Or before it left there. And this sucking caused a disparity of form in Bechinat oppositeness from the Matzil, from the Emanator, which is the light of life. Hence, it is called death. You find that this mixture of Bechinat Daled in the Kelim Desag, which are Bechinat Bet, caused a shattering and death in the Kelim. For this reason, this mixture is called Sigim in the Kelim. These are parts of the Kelim that cannot receive the Or Elyon, the upper light. And because of them, the corruption falls into all the Kelim, even in the parts that were worthy of receiving the Or, namely the Kelim Desag that are from Bechina Bet. He says that when he began to create the world, etc., he began to sort out the four above mentioned melachim that died. What was sorted out from him rose in the Kedusha, sanctity of the Olamot, and what was not sorted out remained as Eklipa and Sigim. This is because after the Or departed from the Kelim and the Kelim died and fell to the separated Olamot, to Bi'ah, the Ma'atzil, the Emanator, returned and sorted out the broken Kelim of the Melachim. This means that he sorted out the Kelim that are worthy of for Halbasha, clothing of the Or Elyon, which belong to Kelim Desag, which are the Patsufim of Atzilut in Bon, part in them. These Sigim that are mixed in Bechina Daled were not sorted out, remained in Abia within the Klipot. Thus we learn that the Sigim are parts of Bechinat Daled that mixed with the Kelim Desag. That mixture was rooted in the Kelim de Nikudim called Bon. As he says, these Sigim and Melachim, their shoresh, the root, is in the name first Bon, meaning in Nikudim. Containing corresponding klipot from its rosh to its reglaim. This is because, in general, zat are considered one whole partsuf in rosh and guf. This is because they received the Or of Gar and the rosh from the zivug of gadlut of Abba v'Ima. The entire zat broke panim en achor, face and back, as it is written below in this part. And because Bechina Daled was mixed in every single Bechina of the Kelim of Nikudim, because of that, there are klipot in it from its rosh to its raglaim, meaning sigim that remained inside the klipot.
So, the beautiful result from the Shvira is that Bechinat Daled penetrated each and every part of the Kelim of Ashpa, that do not belong to the Nivra, and now they mixed the Kelim of Kabbalah with the Kelim of Ashpa'ah, and then through scrutinies and corrections, they can bring the will to receive for it to truly be integrated with the intention in order to bestow, and this way to reach equivalence of form with the Creator. Questions? According to the text, right?
He writes that Bechina Dalet is restricted. It was mixed in Kelim Desag. If it is restricted, then
it was restricted only that by the Zivug, the Gadlut of Abba and Ima in Nikudim, the Tzimtzum came off, and the Or of Chokhmah passed the Parsa and broke the Kelim.
Why was the restriction removed on Bechina Dalet?
Because there was a Zivug on Bechina Dalet.
Okay, I don't understand, but fine. He writes something else.
There was a decision in the Rosh of Nikudim that it is possible to receive in order to bestow the entire light of Chokhmah.
So the Rosh of Nikudim decided to remove the Tzimtzum from Bechina Dalet?
Yeah.
And he writes something else. And those Sigim who were remixed in Bechina Dalet, who were not created, who were not sorted out,
yeah, it wasn't felt that there is such a thing. That it was not felt that in Bechina Dalet there are such desires that can't receive in order to bestow.
Isn't it supposed to be that what can be sorted out, so with respect to that, the worlds are being built?
But you don't know that there is such that you can't scrutinize, that there are such desires and that you can't scrutinize. You don't know that.
But after the Shvirah, you do know what can be sorted out.
No, after the Shvirah, you don't know anything. After the Shvirah, you need scrutinies, the building of the Olamot, the Biyah, the systems, to be next to them, to scrutinize exactly what is, what isn't. This is the work in the 6,000 years. 6,000 years, that's after the Shvirah and the correction of the world of Atzilut and so on. After the Shvirah of Adam HaRishon and after all this exists, then you start scrutinizing, and this takes 6,000 years. Yes, Boka.
He writes in the beginning that 10 Sefirot that remained empty, of the upper one that remained empty, only afterwards they move on to the low one and are being filled up with the lights of the low one after they were emptied from light from the upper one. So can you explain it? He writes it in the second paragraph of this item. Inner light.
These sigim, this is what you mean? The thing is that you already know that the kelim of each parzuf come to it from its Elyon. This is so because once the Orod, the Esel Sfirot, the Guf, the Elyon depart, and the Kelim de Esel Sfirot remain emptied of all, the all left them, these Kelim move to the Tachton and fill up with the Orot of the Tachton. Suppose the Galgalta was emptied, Ab fills it. Accordingly, you see that the kelim of the lower nine of Pertzuf Sagdeag, what are the lower nine? Keter Teamim and the Tetachtanot or Nekudot that were emptied of their Orot with Tzimtzum Nei Deag, are that there was the Tzimtzum Bet, and then there was the Istakhut, are the very kelim of the Nikudim of Ak, called Bon. It has been explained in Opnimi that the lower nine of Sag De'ak mixed there with the Bechina Dalet, that is the Kelim, the Nei, the Parzuf, Keter, De'ak.
If we say that this is the description of the corrected relationship in our society,
oh.
So, well, at least the first part, if you can somehow explain.
First of all, it talks about the Shvira, so how is it related to corrected relations between us? Next.
He mentions a partzuf of Adam here. He says that he has klipot from Rosh to the Raglaim. What is it?
The entire structure is called Adam. The whole of creation is called Adam. Look in the first part of this. That is how he calls it. From one end to the other. From ends of to this world, the entire structure is called Adam. Why? Because this is the system that has to become like the Creator, and therefore it's named after Adam. Adam, it's a name.
But here he mentions it with regard to the seven laws of Nikudim.
This is where the system that will be called Adam especially has to be built, because from there is the neshama of Adam, his inner part.
So, what good can come out from someone who has klipot from beginning to end?
I think that you're wrong, because without the klipot there can't be kedusha. How is it possible that we build something, you know, like with our body? You know how many germs it has, different parts that I don't know how to call it. And they're all in a kind of balance between them. The measure of balance is called health. But there are many, many, many. I'd say that they're all harmful. But they harm each other, and then eventually what you get is life. What are you smiling about?
It's not perceived well in this box.
Where did you see good without bad?
In Olam Atzilut, all the good things were sorted and taken there.
No, so opposite it, you have plenty of klipot. That's incorrect. In short, everything has to reach the middle line. There's no good without bad, and bad without good, and only the balance between them explains to us the degree of the paltzuf, or whatever spiritual thing it is, only the degree of balance.
Meaning there is something to expect from this Adam, from this system.
The system, I'll tell you furthermore, only regarding us, it's broken. You don't remember, you forget about it, the system entirely. And also all of us, we never left Ensof. We never left wholeness, completeness, perfection. This is what we're in. We only have to discover it. The entire Shvira, everything, it's only regarding us.
Two questions. What are Sigim and what is the difference between Sigim and Klipot?
Sigim, from the word Sag, that in them, from Sag down, in its branches, begin the mixed, the desires that need correction. A klipa is really the klipa. It's the desire in order to receive that's made to face the kedusha, to be opposite. And sigim, these are things that you have to still scrutinize. What? Why? How much? Do you really want to receive in order to bestow, and so on? Sigim, it's an unscrutinized supplement. Yeah.
With regard to Boca's question, what does it mean that the empty kelim of the upper one move on to the lower one?
I don't know where you're taking this from and what state are you talking about.
From the same paragraph we read before.
I don't know, same paragraph, Boca. What are you talking about?
Usually, it sounds as if the upper one fills up the lower one, and here it sounds as if the upper one is being filled up by the lower one.
Right, the upper is filled by the lower. We fill the Creator because we're demanding fulfillment from Him. Then below, there are the chesronot. These chesronot, they raise man, the upper, in order to fill them with mad, needs to rise with these chesronot even further up, meaning the lower cause an ascent to the upper, and the upper have to fill the lower, and by filling the lower, they themselves fill up. Yeah?
Yarganat from Asana is asking, during the shattering, Rosh Dasag canceled the first and second restriction, or only the second restriction, and how is it possible?
During the Shvira, when there was a Zivug made on Dalet Gimel, it was a Zivug on Tzimtzum Aleph, because they thought that, because it was thought that it's possible to cancel Tzimtzum Aleph. It's impossible to cancel Tzimtzum Aleph. It is possible to cancel Tzimtzum Bet. And then there was made a Zivug on the Or Chochma and all the Kelim, because they were sure that it is possible. This was a mistake. They were misled that this is how the Rosh of Nikudim was confused in order there to be a shattering. Who knows about that? Malchut Ensof, that does it on purpose. Otherwise, she will not reach correction. The Chisaron is especially in her. And therefore, she gives the order to make the Zivug on Dalet Gimel. Well, it's actually on Dalet, because the system is capable of doing it. Meaning, the Malchut of Ensof in one hand holds the Tzimtzum, and in the other allows for the Tzimtzum to be breached. Why? I, as the host, am interested for you not to tell me that you don't want to, because I want Dvikut. I'm interested for you to taste it, to see how much I've given you, what I've prepared for you, for all of these tastes to enter you. Then you'll say whether you want it or not. But after that, you'll yearn for it like crazy, for all these tastes. True, this is what I want, for the correction to be complete. And not Tzimtzum, and you're holy, and so on. Meaning the Shvira is directed from above.
No. Yeah. What does it mean that Bechina Daled mixed with the rest of Bechinot?
The will to receive entered different traits, different qualities.
But what does it mean?
I don't know. You have different kinds of roles and different kinds of places in this world. Now, you're going around shoving your ego everywhere, wherever you're involved in anything.
And then,
so, you're ruled out from participating in such actions.
He writes that the light extends into the Kli, striking Bechina Daled, mixing the Kli, and it immediately departed and left all the Kelim, and the Kli broke and died because of Bechina Daled in it, which suckled something from the light before it departed there. And that caused disparity of form, as oppositeness from the emanator being the light of life, and this is why it is called death. So the question is, how come the light of life caused death? It should give life.
If you receive it in order to bestow, it's the light of life. If you receive it in order to receive, it becomes the light of death.
But we always speak from the side of the Kli, and that should be the light of life.
So the Kli determines true, it's life or death. If you receive above your ability to bestow, that's called death. That's how it is. Okay, let's continue.
The words of the Ari, item 3. Even though there are 7 melachim, there are 10. As we say that there are 7 eichalot, when there are actually 10. This is so because the first eichal consists of the first 3 sefirot, called Kodesh Kodeshim, Holy of Holies. The last eichal consists of 2, Yesod and Malchut, which is Livnat HaSapir. So it is here, since there are 10 sefirot called 7 melachim.
So it's clear. Kachab, one angel. Yesod Malchut, another malach, melech. And all the rest, it's not 7, but 10.
Adam 3 in her light. Though there are 7 melachim, there are 10. This means that not only Duzat, Chagat, Nehim of Katnut contain 10 sefirot as well, meaning 10 sefirot in each contains Chagat, Nehim. They also had the Zivug de Gadlut that have actual Gar, meaning Chabad too.
In short, you just need to understand how do we call these Paltzufim, Gadlut, Katnut, above, below, Gelgal Da'anai, Machab, it's always Ten Sefirot, only the names, they pertain to the intensity of in which these Ten Sefirot are activated or operated. Trans.
I don't understand what melachim, melech, are, is.
Malach is from the word malchut. Malchut that intervenes with all the sefirot that's above, that are above her. All these sefirot are called melachim.
And what are levushim?
Levushim are external kilim. Usually, it's the kli of chokhmah, for the light of chokhmah. Eichalot, it's either there is for the Or of Ruach and for the Or of Nefesh. This is something that we studied especially in Bechar Kavanot. Okay? What part do you want to ask about Rachamim? What we studied about. Fine.
In the sharing, what entered the kelim?
Or chokhmah into the kli of in order to receive.
How the chisaron of the upper one, which is one avaya, connects to galgal ta'anayim of the lower one, and together they build bone, which are 2 havayot.
That's called gadlut demina aleph, where the upper is included in the lower, and together with the lower, builds a mutual paltzuf.
Can I ask something that will make everyone happy because I'm happy? Can I?
Go ahead.
Aluf Mishne Guy Levy Shuaben. Champion Guy Levy, which Colonel. Is the son of Colonel, which is the son of Rachamim Levy, was appointed to a commander of school for officers. I'm very happy, and I want all the friends to be happy. L'chaim, friends.
Moving on to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
Im kamta lishol מתם בחיים את האמת למצוא איך אנחנו כחולמים והלב שלך נמצא לקצר רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה רוצה לדעת למה באת לעולם הזה סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו מוות תגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך אם העולם שלך נמצא בשקיעה ורוח על בניך מלטפת מגיעה אבל הראש שלך בעולם אחר רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר רוצה יותר גבוה, רוצה להתחבר סימן שאתה נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע, נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו למד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך נוגע נוגע בנשמה שלך זהו למד ותגלה עד כמה היא יפה תשיג אותה בחיים מחכה רק בשבילך עולה עולה תשיג אותה בחיים וחגג בשבילך